yeah. Exclusive.
You know what it is.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yeah. You know what it is.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Talking about those Pittsburgh Pirates, and with me today, again, we have two special guests, Warren Wilson, big-time basketball star, and Robert Rock Robinson, big-time golfer. And
author.
Big-time golfer. Hall of Fame.
Author, too. Author. Yeah.
You're right, Warren. Author.
That's
he has a long list of accomplishments. So, you know, every once in a while, Warren, I try to shorten it up a little bit. I can talk about Rock all day
and his
accomplishments and everything.
I'm sure Warren got a whole lot he could tell you about.
I'm sure.
No, I want to be like you when I grow up, sir. I really do. Writing a book, I mean, that's a dream.
So, like we were talking about before we broke, talking about those Pittsburgh Pirates, our Pittsburgh Pirates. Again, you know, I'm so giddy about these moves that they made. I'm excited. I'm thinking about going to a baseball game, Rob.
That's a change. You told me early in the year, I will not go. If we could play the tape, you would know. He said, I will not go to a Pittsburgh Pirate ball game under no circumstances this year. None.
Well, that was with that current team. that was with that current team. But again, you know, when people do good things, I applaud people for doing good things. When organizations do good things, I applaud the organizations. Neil Huntington just killed it. He just killed it. The GM for the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, I still think, you know, there's some moves that need to be made that we talked about. You know, I'm going to take that color thing away that I said black and fool's gold. And I'm going to change it, Warren and Rock. I'm going to change the colors to something else, though. I'm going to change it to black and gold rush.
Okay.
How's that?
I like it.
Black and gold rush.
Yeah.
The Pirates, you know, they have it going on a little bit here now.
That's good. I'm glad you changed your mind.
Yeah, well, hey, they're trying to win me over. You know, I try to tell my co-host Bill Neal that I'm the biggest Pittsburgh Pirates fan that you can find. However, I'm very critical of anybody. You know, you do good things, I'll say you're doing some good things. If you're sorry, I'll say you're sorry. Even if I like you, I'll still say it. And like I said, I'm just giddy about the team right now. And even before they made the moves, Rock, I think, what did we win? 10 games in a row or 11 in a row?
I think it was 11 in a row.
Somewhere in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it came at the right time. And now they have a legitimate chance to go for the playoffs anyway. So I think the last time I checked, from a playoff standpoint, they were 2.5 games to 3.5 games behind the next wild card team. So Warren, you had a question before we broke or during the intermission, and I would just like for you to throw it out for everybody to hear that question that you had.
Basically, is it acceptable if you make all the trades that you made, all those power moves, you know, trading a guy that has potential for a guy that can help you immediately with the goal of making the playoffs? Making the playoffs should be an absolute, not a possibility, not a maybe, not, you know, we're hoping the good, because that, in that sense, you made all the trades in vain, and you're back in the same position. If you make those power moves, those power trades, you know, save all the money you're saving, or, you know, getting rid of young guys that are actually a lot more hungry, you gotta make the playoffs. Those guys that you bring in gotta produce. You have to make whatever sacrifices that you have to make. You can't get hurt. I mean, you mentioned earlier about those guys in the outfield being hurt. I was kind of like, how did you get hurt in the outfield?
You never played baseball, huh?
I played sandlot baseball.
Yeah, that's baseball a big was difference. One of, yeah, oh, that's yeah, a big difference.
Oh, way big difference, because I was killing my neighborhood buddies. But when my mom actually had the nerve to throw me in the little league, and I got my first pitch, I was like, whoa, it's a lot different. And then I actually hit it the first time, but then I didn't even, I got out on first base. So I know. I definitely don't underestimate it.
It's just so many games that it takes a toll on the body.
Okay.
And when you're sprinting,
okay,
you know, you could pull something.
That's why you must have a great person that works with your flexibility.
How about that?
I kind of think about, the last time I was here, we talked about Chris Paul and getting hurt in his hamstring, which I kind of feel, you know, as being unacceptable. When you know that's been one of your issues, you have the money to invest in all those kinds of treatments and all those kind of trainers and all those kind of specialists. You have to do your due diligence and you have to go stretch, you know. So I understand what you're saying about pulling the hamstring.
Case in point, LeBron at this late age playing every game and playing it at the highest level.
Oh man,
he does what it takes during the year.
Yes, sir.
Stay in shape.
Yeah, he sure does. He sure does. I hope he can. His goal is to be able to play in a game versus his son. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
So on the way he's going, he will be. He might not be, you know, how we see him today, you know, in 7 years or whatever it is. But he definitely invests in the right things to keep, because your body is his moneymaker. So he's definitely doing that, and so I applaud him for that too.
What I want to do, Warren, I don't want to get away from your question, okay, and I'll let Rock take a stab at it.
Yes, sir.
A stab at making the playoff. Why you make those moves?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all teams are making moves at the trade, and okay, every team cannot make the playoff. So it's a mindset, if you can better your team,
mm-hmm,
to get to the place to make the playoff, then they think you can win the World Series. The ultimate goal is the World Series, to win the World Series. So you position yourself for that, or you position yourself to be in position the following year so that you can make a push. It's always 1, 2, or 3 years out that they're looking. They're looking for this year,
okay,
and they're looking for the next 2 years to try and make a push to make those playoffs and win.
Okay, so it's not like basketball where you can kind of like look at four different teams and say one of these four likely are going to win the championship. Is it in baseball? Is it different? It's like, okay, well, whoever makes the playoffs, it's like anybody can make it? Anybody can win it? More so lately than maybe in previous years, like in the 80s? And
I would say right now, Kevin could probably give you better projections, but in my mind, mm-hmm, I think the top teams again is, you got the Houston, mm-hmm, who won last year.
Okay.
They're looking strong. You got LA, who made some good changes. The Dodgers, they're looking very good. Then you got Yankees and Boston. They're looking good. I saw Milwaukee the other day, and they're looking good. So there's like five teams I feel, if they make it,
If they make it, that's my, see. They,
yeah, no, but what happens, Warren, you have 10 teams,
okay,
that will make the playoffs.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Five for each league. Okay.
Okay.
Because you have the wild card that's going on. So you have your division winners.
Okay.
The three division winners, and then your two wild card teams in each league. And I would just say legitimately, there's probably 8 to 10 teams that have a legitimate chance of being World Series champions. Okay, there's a lot of good teams, specifically in the American League.
Ooh, they're strong.
Very, very strong. But are you a bet man?
No,
I'm not.
I lost money on LeBron this year, so I definitely ain't. I just got done paying off that bet.
You should have talked to me about that, and you would have been all right. But I would say from a probability standpoint, and this just isn't based on having the best record in baseball, but I believe the Boston Red Sox will be the champions this year because they've been the most consistent team. They have 75 wins right now. They're 75-33, and the Yankees are real good as well. They've been struggling a little bit as of late, but they still have 67 wins, 67-37. But to get back to your original question and Rock I agree with probably about half of it rock.
Okay.
Okay, and the reason for that, I don't agree with, you know, the future years for all teams, okay? Because when you make these deals, you make it based on your situation. And the Pirates situation is different than a lot of other teams. So you do have some teams that will go out and get that two-month rental, kind of similar to in basketball, similar to Paul George, the way Indianapolis went out, not Indianapolis, Oklahoma City went out and brought him in. He came from Indy, right? That's right. Why I was thinking mm-hmm. Indy.
Yep.
So they took a chance on him for 1 year mm-hmm. and took a chance that, hey, we're going to try to make a run with him. And if things work out, maybe we'll re-sign him. So in baseball, the trade deadline, you normally have 2 months left in the season. So teams have to decide, is my team a buyer or is my team a seller? And then once you decide that, you decide on what kind of players you're looking to bring in. So if you feel like you have a real good chance to win a World Series, you don't have a problem bringing a player in for 2 months. That's what the Pirates did a couple years ago when they made a run, 2013 and 2013 through 2015, yeah. When they brought, I think, Bird. I forget his first name.
Yeah, the guy that always had his shirt open.
Yeah. So you make moves based on the position that you're in. So, again, if you believe you have a legitimate chance that year to win the World Series, you'll bring someone in for 2 weeks. Okay, but if you feel like you have a legitimate chance to make the playoffs, but probably not a real good opportunity to win a World Series, then you're looking more long-term. And that's, I could tell you, based on what Neil Huntington said, the GM for the Pittsburgh Pirates, that's okay. What he was looking at. He was okay. Looking at, we need to bring players in that fits what we're doing now to give us an opportunity to go to the playoffs, but we will have them into the future years. So
isn't that what I said?
Yes, sir.
If you're a buyer or seller, if you're a seller, you're looking to the future. If you're a buyer, you're looking for the now.
Yeah, you were just waiting for him to come back along and right back.
Yeah, I knew he was going to circle. I knew he was going to circle back.
Even with
this
the
is
buyer,
where we go.
You're saying the buyer you're looking for now, but I'm saying even when you're the buyer, based on the position that you're in, you can look just for a 2 month time frame, or you can look long term for future years as well. And that's where the Pirates are looking. They're looking for future years, put people in place where you have a chance now, but you'll also have them wrapped up for years moving forward. And
you're saying that's why they didn't trade for the guy from Washington, right?
Exactly.
Because he
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper. Because they didn't want to take a chance, because Bryce Harper would be an excellent fit.
But he'll be a free agent next year. So you're getting – it would be like a rental this year,
okay.
With the potential of him being a free agent next year and going to whatever team he wants.
Okay.
That's bringing it home to his analogy in terms of a rental player.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how does that affect that player's salary?
Well, he still has the same contract. The contract is just traded. Okay, but now.
Okay, so the Pirates will pay that
his
big chunk.
Portion, yeah. His portion, which wouldn't be a whole lot for two. I need to take that back. Still, the way the Pirates pay
mm-hmm.
his 2 month salary mm-hmm. and as much as he makes, I wouldn't mm-hmm. be surprised if he would still make more than the highest paid player for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Really?
Mm.
Well, what do you think, Rock?
Bryce is getting paid.
Yeah,
he's getting paid.
Wow,
he's a player.
Okay.
So, you know, right now the Pirates are 55-52. You know, 7 games behind Chicago. And Chicago made some moves too.
Chicago's here today.
Yes, they are. Two games, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. A 2-game series. So by the time this airs tomorrow, 7-9, you know, the Pirates might have be 1-up or 0-1. We'll see. Hopefully they could at least split. The Pirates don't want to lose the 2 games against Chicago.
Absolutely.
Because that, you know, that'll put them back even more. And mm-hmm. then Milwaukee made moves. St. Louis made moves. So when you think about it, like Rock said, the reason you can't just say automatically you're going to make the playoffs, and this is the part I agree with you on, everyone is making moves. So everyone can't make the playoffs. So, Rob, what do you think? Let's transition over to golf. Let's talk about my boy Tiger Woods coming up. Talking about being giddy, I was so giddy to see that he made the Bridgestone World Championship that will be played at Firestone Country Club. And I mentioned this last week. I kind of had a...
But that was iffy that he wouldn't make it.
It was.
It was iffy.
He had to be one of the top 50 golfers in the world.
That's correct.
In order to qualify.
And at that time, he was 51.
And right now, I believe he's 50, right?
I think he's 49.
He's 49. So
he's 49.
49.
He's well in. And he's one of the favorites to win that tournament coming up.
And why is he one of the favorites?
I think because he's won it six times, maybe seven. And he's Tiger's having a good year. He's played 12 events, and he's finished in the top 10 or top five at least four or five times. Tiger is playing quite well. As I said, I didn't think he would win a major, even though for a moment he was right in the hunt in the last major.
But you said this year you didn't think he would win a major, but you're giving him next year.
Yeah.
See, I remember the things you say, Rob.
Of course. Of course. And remember why I told you why? That when he got close to the lead, something would happen that would not enable him to perform at his best at that moment. And each time in the major, it has happened.
But isn't that common?
No.
I think it's
not common for Tiger Woods, the best player you have ever seen.
Did you listen to the program last week, Rob?
Yes, I did.
Okay, did you hear me talk about the three different versions of Tiger Woods? Okay, three different versions. I'm going to go over this again. Version one, Tiger Woods, when he won just about every tournament he entered, when he won the 14 majors, when he was kicking butt, where he would win major championships by 10 strokes. That's Tiger 1, version 1. Tiger 2 is the guy that struggled because of his injuries and was never able to really resolve those injuries at the time. He just struggled. He barely played. He had to leave tournaments because he was injured. That's Tiger 2.
Withdraw. He had to withdraw due to injury.
And Tiger 3 now, someone that is rejuvenated. He's healthy. He has a chip on his shoulder. He's playing good golf. He's not going to be Tiger 1 now. But I still believe that he has enough of it.
He don't have a chip on his shoulder. That's the problem. Watch Tiger next year, Tiger 4.0. He doesn't have a chip because he's palling around with these guys. Tiger... never run. He's real serious. He don't really talk to the other player.
That was Tiger 1.
That was Tiger 2. And I should have been Tiger 3. But watch Tiger 4.0.
Okay.
Next year. Now he's getting his swag back because he's getting in the hunt.
He definitely is.
You're going to see a different Tiger Woods. But let me also say, no one moves the needle like Tiger Woods in the game of golf.
Right.
People that don't even watch golf, know golf, watch golf, buy things. That putter that he got that he switched to, you cannot even buy it in the store now because they said, Tiger Woods, play this putter. That's like LeBron, you know. You put on a pair of LeBrons, you think you could jump higher. You get a putter that Tiger used, you think you could putt better. It's all a mindset. Mm-hmm. Certain people move the needle. Mm-hmm. Watch the ratings this week when Tiger plays.
Don't you believe the people at Firestone was fired up?
Yeah.
When they saw that Tiger qualified for the championship there.
I almost think they threw somebody out, you know.
Hey, it would make sense. I'm not sure how you would even argue with that if they did do that.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things people don't realize, I actually had the opportunity, Rod, to play Firestone Country Club, the South Course, probably about 2 months ago with a couple partners of mine. And that was another reason I wanted Tiger.
I didn't get an invite.
Didn't get an invite. You told me you weren't golfing, so we'll have to talk about that. You told me you were done. You were selling your clubs and everything. So I did do that,
but I got replacements.
Well, hey, you gotta let a brother know, man. You gotta let me know. I'm still trying to get you out there. But the thing about it, see, you had me lose my train of thought here, man. So Firestone, the South Course. It's a very beautiful course.
Tree line
course. And Tiger was talking to him. You know, Tiger is known to play really well there. So that's why I believe he's one of the favorites to win this weekend. Now, what a lot of people might not realize that this will be the – I'm not sure if you know this, Rob, but this will be the last year that the World Championship – Bridgestone International will be played at Firestone Country Club.
Wow.
Why?
They're moving it. And I want to say, I'll have to look it up because I just don't want to try to remember. But when I was up there just talking to the people inside the clubhouse, they were telling me that, like, yeah, this is our last year hosting the tournament. And actually, they're bringing a seniors tournament in to replace it. Mm-hmm. But we know that's apples and oranges when it...
No, it's not.
Well, that's what they told me.
Okay.
That's, you know, that's they said, and especially when you have Tiger in the field, they
what,
said...
What was my title here?
Well, I'm letting you know what the people... I'm letting you know what the people at Firestone told me. At the country club, they said that they're not going to make as much money.
They won't.
Well, that's what I'm talking
but
about.
But at the same time... the singers won't get paid as much money. The win on the PGA where Tiger and them's playing, the winner of that event's going to get $1.23 million for 4 days of work. Over $1 million. Now, the singers are going to make probably $300,000, $400,000. So they're not paying them as much. So therefore, when you look at it dollars to dollars or pound for pound, you got to go and see these seniors play, man.
Oh, I know they're good. I know they're good. I mean, I don't doubt that whatsoever. But from a revenue standpoint is what I was talking about. Revenue as well as attendance. You know, for the seniors, the revenue is lower and the attendance is lower.
Agree.
So that's what I'm referring to. But it's definitely quality golf. Heck, if I could get out there and play with them, I'll play with them. You know, I'll probably bring the game down, but I would still go out there and play. But I definitely think it's top-level golf, and there's not too many sports where you can actually say that. You can't get older baseball players that will play to that level, or basketball, or
certainly football,
or hockey, football, or whatever. So I agree with you from that standpoint. So the tournament, again,
I'm still just upset I didn't get an invitation.
Hey, you told me you were done, Rob. Now that I know you're back in the game.
Well, let me just clear this up for
you. Yeah.
He is never
Telly
done. Golf is part of this man.
Check this out.
Telly,
man.
Once check a player, always a player.
You know, he did it, man. This is a perfect example. This is a perfect example. He did a Ben Roethlisberger on me. A Ben Roethlisberger. You know, for years, Ben was talking about, I don't know how many more years I'll be able to play. I'm thinking about retirement. And now, all of a sudden, when we get this Mason Rudolph in, oh, I feel good. I'm in the best shape ever. I could probably play a lot longer than what I thought I could play. So you have been Roethlisberger.
Once a player,
syndrome, man.
Always a player.
Okay, now I have you on air saying that. So when I call you, I don't want you to say, "Well, nah, I can't make it." So you heard this one, right?
Well, he can pick and choose now.
He has to be available sometime.
Right, sometime.
That's the only thing I'm saying.
Yeah. Warren, I retired in March so I could play more golf. And so he going to tell me that I said I'm not going to play golf.
I think my co-host Bill Neal was there as well when he made that statement. So the next time Bill is here, he doesn't agree with me a whole lot. But I think here he'll remember that.
I don't think he's going to agree with that either.
Okay, so we'll see. So, Rod, tell us PGA Tour Championship is coming up. What do you feel about that, the next major?
That's going to be a good one. I got to go with my man again, Dustin Johnson. I keep telling you. Every time we have this conversation.
Oh, that's my boy, too. I love Dustin Johnson. Dustin. He just won the Canadian Open.
Yes, he did.
This past week as well, but getting back to what you were saying about Tiger and how he freezes when it's
I didn't say freeze. I didn't say freeze. I said there is something that goes on mentally with him right now that won't allow him to perform at his peak once he gets close to the lead or have the lead, and especially in a major.
And again, you argue with me one of the times you were in here when I told you why that's the case. I told you that arguably one of the best golfers of all time, Jack Nicklaus, said Tiger needs to learn how to win again. And what you're saying sounds exactly like what Jack Nicklaus was saying. He needs to learn how to win again, and you can't replicate Sundays playing at your home course.
The man has 79 wins. There's only one guy who has more wins than him, 83. Winning becomes a lifestyle.
And who's the guy that has 83? Just enlighten
us. Sam Snead.
Okay, and who's the guy that has 18 majors?
Jack Nicklaus.
Okay, so Jack Nicklaus made the statement.
Because he got 18 majors? How many victories does Jack have?
I don't know.
63. But
so which one would you rather have?
I would rather have
18 majors or 79?
I'd rather have 79 wins, and out of the 79 be 14, because that means I am a winner.
Wow.
I am a winner.
Wow.
Winning.
Well, what'd you think about that, Warren? What if Magic Johnson sat down and said, you know, I'd rather have 80 wins a year. And how many championships does Magic have?
Five.
So could you imagine Magic Johnson sitting down and say, I'd rather have 80 wins a year and three world championships?
I can't imagine that.
He's equating a major as a world championship. And that's
it is.
That's not so.
Yeah, why isn't it?
Yeah, I would say it's
not just
so
an
too.
Elevated tournament.
So what's the world?
That's classified as a major.
So what's the world championship in golf then? Golf has Super Bowls.
The world championship of golf.
Yeah.
Is the Open.
The Open. Okay. All right. Well. I disagree with that. But
what is yours?
Well, it's the majors in golf. You have four majors. So
The Open is a major.
The original,
right. But it's so the original.
Okay,
and it's what they consider.
And see the thing about it, Rock, too. Your boy, and my boy, Dustin Johnson, number one player in the world. What happened in the Open?
He has one major.
What happened in the Open?
He's learning to win.
What happened in the Open?
He lost.
Did he make the cut?
No, not this one.
See, what happens, Warren, on Thursday and Friday, they decide who the real players are for that tournament.
Mm, no.
And if you don't have your stuff, they tell you, pack your bags, you got to go. You got to go. You won't be here Saturday and Sunday. That's what happened to Dustin Johnson, and that's my boy. Okay, on the other side, we're going to get into some NFL. There's a lot going on in the NFL, and also we'll talk LeBron James and Serena Williams.
VIPs get the full treatment everywhere they go. First class this, front row that, and all access everything, right? Well, that's what you get when you subscribe to UrbanMediaToday.com. You'll be the first to receive exclusive updates in entertainment, news, sports, finance, health, and fashion. You'll also have a direct line to our online station that gives you the best in R&B, classic soul, jazz, gospel, old school hip hop, and more. What else does an Urban Media Today VIP get? How about a chance at winning great prices like free tickets to shows? That's a good price. Gift cards, Urban Media Today swag, and more. And if you don't get enough of HBCU sports, how about an all-access pass to the latest in HBCU football and basketball online? And also on Urban Media Today Radio. And most importantly, you'll receive access to Urban Media Today's podcast on sports, news, finance, entertainment, and more. It's a look inside the urban lifestyle in the palm of your hands or on your desktop. So subscribe today for only a year for $19.99 and we'll do the rest. Urban Media Today is your source for urban entertainment, news, sports, fitness, and lifestyle. So what you waiting for? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com and subscribe today.